Worst or best things about moving? I'm about to move. Any tips?
Call every friend that you haven't talked to.
You call friends with trucks.
Yeah.
Don't call friends with Kia Souls. They're dead to you at this moment.
Yeah.
And they're the back of their Kia Soul or just their Impala is probably full of shit because they have no more room to put anything.
You're right on the Impala thing. Like every person I've ever known that's driven an Impala,
yeah,
their car's a disaster.
Yeah.
Golf clubs, jumper cables,
yeah,
fucking
totes,
basketballs, totes,
clothes,
shorts.
The spare is never in the little cubby that it's supposed to be. It's just loose.
I'm going to be honest, guys. Sounds like I may need to be driving an Impala. The way what you just described.
You trade your pickup in for a 2002 Impala.
Yeah. Can you imagine your truck?
It's like an old fake cop car. Was one of Impala's cop cars at some point?
Yep.
I think so.
Yep.
God, that had to have been a kick to the nuts. You go through the police academy, you're all excited, and you roll up to your new cop car and it's an Impala.
02 Impala.
Huge kick to the nuts.
The new body styles are decent, but yeah, the old ones are dog shit. To expand on what you said, Tyler, I think having too many people is almost a bad thing.
Yeah. People just get in your way.
There also needs to be a clear boss of the moving.
Correct.
And being like, you grab that, bring that there. You grab this, whatever. And then that makes everything go much smoother rather than people just wandering aimlessly.
Yeah.
Also, I would say label the boxes.
Yes.
Saves a lot of time.
And not even label what's in them, but just like what room in the new house they will go in.
Yeah.
And make sure. If you just label it like Christmas decorations, okay, well, where the fuck does that go? I'm going to probably assume kitchen. Underneath the stairs or, I don't know, in some storage closet. Where's the storage closet?
Yeah, make an inventory with a spreadsheet just in case you got some kleptomaniac friends that are maybe see.
Triple check that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Whoopsies. I accidentally put this box in my Kia Soul when I was leaving.
The last time I helped a buddy move, this is actually good advice, I think, is to separate into two crews. One crew is bringing the stuff from the old location to the new location and just throwing everything in the garage. And then the other crew is bringing it to its assigned room.
I feel like if you're a couple that's moving, having the wife putting stuff at the
in
new
charge
house.
Of rooms.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I would say also before you leave, let's say you're moving, someone else is moving into this house, leave something, make some question their purchase a little bit, you know, just have like a random drawer somewhere just full of dildos and then they're going to be like, what the fuck went on here? What before we got here?
I was thinking like a jar of blood or something.
Well,
like that
too.
Leave that somewhere.
That's questionable. Yeah.
Yeah, like leave a pair of handcuffs in the closet floor somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
something on like the top deck of the toilet.
Yeah, in the garage, have like an eye hook drilled down into the cement with chains connected to the eye hook.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or upper deck your toilet before you leave.
That would also be awesome.
Yeah, after the appraisal and inspection and all that shit goes through.
I told you about the Dylan that was on my high school wrestling team, right? His name wasn't Dylan, but he was for sure Dylan, and he would upper deck every hotel we went to on like away wrestling tournaments.
Just,
no one wanted a room with him, I'm sure.
No. Well,
but here's the thing, like he's also, you just like when I sit down to poop, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And he just can't even enjoy it.
No.
It's a menace.
Yeah. Like taking a shit.
I guess he was enjoying it.
Yeah. If you're taking an elevated shit, like off, if your feet aren't on the ground,
your feet are on the closed toilet.
Yeah.
He does it for shits and giggles.
Yeah, he does.
Pretty much.
Quite literally. Is that where the phrase came from? Upper deckers.
There's a lot of giggling.
Oh, I'm sure it got a laugh out of everybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still funny.
Yeah, maybe just like leave like a dog kennel in the basement, but like have human food sitting there instead of dog food.
Have like a Lunchable in the cage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or have like a good, like what someone would pick as a last meal and like eat half of it and leave the other half.
Filet
with like a camera on a tripod facing it.
And if you really want to get crazy, if like, let's say you're patching up like a drywall, just put something weird in the wall. So someday someone's going to find that.
In our freshman dorm room, we had those, the ceiling tiles that you could push up. And we left like a note and two bottles of booze for the next residents of our dorm room.
Hell yeah.
Paying it forward.
Up in the ceiling.
Like how big are you talking, like shooters? Or
no, we left 2 175s of vanilla Kharkov.
Oh my God. That sucks.
Holy shit.
That was my drink of choice then.
Wow.
Any confirmation on whether they got it and whether they were thankful?
Never found out.
We should go back and see if it's still there.
Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
404 Erickson, if anyone's at Concordia these days.
Same church, different pew. Just leave one salt shaker and screw the top loose.
Leave a little note. Welcome to your new home. I hope you enjoyed as much as we did.
It's just a random salt shaker.
And then like there's like a, you before you put salt in there, you put like a sticker on the bottom that says like, got you, fucker. And then they tip it over and it all comes out and they look at the bottom.
Something that would also be great is that, like, when you're vacuuming, let's say vacuuming your bedroom, you know, like if the carpet goes, it's kind of like mowing a lawn, right? You stripe it certain ways. You just like vacuum a dick right in the middle of the room.
That's good.
Anything to really throw the next homeowners off.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let them get comfortable too quick.
Don't make it feel like home too quick.
No.
Yeah, it'd also be funny to just switch all the breakers off. So I think they just have no electricity.
Or you just switch the label on the breakers.
Yeah.
All the rooms are
holy breakers.
That would be mean.
Diabolical.
Oh my God. That would be very mean.
Imagine the pain having to go through each one, flipping it on, flipping it off.
Because you'd have to have something like a lamp or something plugged in every room.
Did that one work?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at, try it now.
That would be diabolical.
That's maybe the best prank to play.
I might do that when I move out of my rental because fuck the landlords.
Yeah, you didn't move them. That's how they were when you got there.
It's not my handwriting.
Yeah.
It literally isn't either.
No, because you just got to slide the card out.
No, you do it with little new magazine cutouts of letters so you can't be incriminated. Ransom note style.
Yeah, I wonder who it could be. Yeah. Maybe the last resident.
Wow.
Plausible deniability.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.